South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I am thrilled to introduce Manny Diaz. He was first elected city mayor of the city of Miami in 2001. He was reelected for a second term in 2005. He was chosen to lead the United States Conference of Mayors and as its president in 2008. He's been a force in local, state, and national politics for nearly three decades. Manny's fingerprints are all over the city of Miami skyline. Manny, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, it's great to have you here. Now, one of the things that we have to just get right into it, Manny, because we don't have a lot of time. You were the person behind Miami 21. What caused you to want to bring that forth here in the city of Miami?
Well, I mean, instinctively, you know, when I was driving around town, I was seeing projects that that I felt were sort of developed in a haphazard fashion. Miami never had a plan. Miami never had a vision for what it wanted to look like when it grew up. And so I thought it was important, although I wasn't trained as an urban designer, but brought with me, some of the best and the brightest in the country in that area, to develop a plan of what we wanted Miami to look like. Zoning, as you know, is typically a prohibitive regulatory framework. It tells you what you're not allowed to do. Miami 21 was the opposite. Miami 21 was involving the citizens of Miami, over 500 public meetings, millions of hits on the internet, into a process so that they could design the city of their future.
Now, Manny, we're in the middle of our second round of building boom that you as mayor basically kicked off with first the open policy to get the deals going, and then finally now Miami 21, which is driving this whole new wave of development. What do you see as the next step? We've got the infrastructure here in place with the office buildings and the places for people to live now in downtown. Downtown's a legitimate 24-hour city with all the bars and restaurants that are opening up. You know, I've read your op-ed piece here. You talk about we need some solid economic growth, jobs, career. I call it careers.
Right.
Help me understand what you see as the next step in Miami's evolution.
Well, I mean, we still have some challenges. Obviously, I think the key elements to me, and that's what I tell people around the country when I have an opportunity to go speak to groups around the country these days, is that this whole debate that we're having in America today about spending, or I like to call it investing, because I look at these things as an investment, not as an expenditure.
No doubt.
You should, I mean, both Democrats and Republicans should be talking about what types of investments yield returns. And what are those returns? And that's the way we should look at government expenditures, on the basis of actual measurable results that are either positive or negative. And if they're negative, you let them go. If they're positive, obviously it's a good investment. We invested in Miami. We invested in infrastructure. We invested in the arts and culture. We invested in education, in public safety. Those are the elements that people in Washington don't understand. Those are the elements that make a city prosper. Why? Because it creates a climate of opportunity. It creates a climate where the investment community says, that's a city that I want to invest in. And let's look at what cities are today. I mean, half of the world's population now lives in cities for the first time ever. For the first time ever in the United States, there are more people moving into the urban core than into the suburbs, which is a complete reversal of where we were in the second half of the last century, really. And why is that happening? Because people want that urban life. People don't want to spend an hour and a half in a car. But they want to be able to have an urban life that they can enjoy. They want good schools. They want clean streets. They want them to be safe. They want public transportation, public transit. And so if you build those things, not to use a cliche, yeah, people will come.
Well, you know, what I've seen is that the capital is coming. I'm in the real estate industry. We're in the capital provision business. All the big pension funds and everybody call and they talk to us. And Miami's on the map with Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco as the gateway cities internationally. And if anybody takes a look at that big map of the world, I love when the Beacon Council goes, and there's Miami right in the middle of everything.
Right.
And it really is. But what people are failing to grasp is the things that, for instance, people like the Knight Foundation, the entrepreneurial entrepreneurship that's bubbling up to create the opportunities for the people that are moving here. That's also part of the template that you've laid. Tell us more about that.
Well, that's right. And that if you think about where we need to be in the future, cities have to continually reinvent themselves. Cities, like I said, have to invest in the drivers of growth, in innovation, in change. And look at what the world has become today. The world is, because of because of technology and because information now flows freely across the globe, young people today can live anywhere and work for a Miami company. So this new generation of Americans is really deciding where to work based on where they want to live. In our generation, we were attracted to a company. And so we followed the company, right, for our jobs. That's what we did. Certainly, that's
where
my parents
were going to work there forever and blah, blah, blah.
That's right. And today, it's the opposite. Today, it's the companies that are chasing the people and the jobs because, like I said, we're connected. So you could work for a Miami-based company and live in Portland because you like Portland and you like their streetcar and you like the quality of life in Portland.
Cold, rainy weather.
That's what we're headed to. So, like, when you say that we're competing with L.A. and New York and others, yes, that's true. But by the way, we're also competing with cities in Europe. We're also competing with cities in South America. So the ability to attract those young, fertile minds. You know, for example, I like to tell people, you know, we continue to cut ribbons and celebrate when another bank comes into Miami. Well, truth be told, we are already second to New York City in the number of banks, especially international banks in the East Coast. Don't get me wrong. More banks, great, terrific, more jobs. But you know who I want? I want those young people today that are in the process of developing the technology that those banks are going to use. So whether it's, an app that allows you to deposit remotely or other kinds of, technological advances, those are the people that we want because those are the jobs of the future. Though cities, in the old days, the economic development, entities like Beacon Councils and the like around the country, what did they try to do? They wanted to go to General Motors so that GM could open a 10,000 employee plant in your city. Those things don't happen anymore, and they're not going to happen. I mean, that's why we see the condition that, some of the Beltway cities that were America's greatest cities in the prior century are now the cities that are in deepest trouble because they never adjusted. They didn't see where the world was going and tried to continue to live in the past. We need to look to the future. We need to see what's ahead of us. We need to see where the next generation of Miamians want to go, and we need to take them there.
It's terrific that you say that. We've had Matt Hagman on with the Knight Foundation.
Sure.
I've gone to some of the Lab Miami stuff. We've had Social Media 305 has been one of the guys that works with us on our show. And so I've got my friend that's in that genre all the time. But I agree. The Miami is going to get its next foundation. It was real estate, agriculture. Then tourism,
yep.
Then real estate, technology. We are now one of the world's great cities. It used to be that people would go and laugh and say, oh, you're the capital of Latin America. Well, hey, now we're the capital of the world.
Right. That's correct. And we are. I mean, we're in the top five telecom hubs. I mean, we've got the
high five to Manny, the other Manny.
The other Manny, absolutely, for what he's done and continues to do. I mean, all of Latin America connects optically. Fiber optically through Miami. I mean, so and that really is the future. That is where we need to go. And there are people like the Knight Foundation and Matt and Alberto Ibargüen and others who see that and are promoting that. And if you think about, the Miami talent that is living in other cities today because they don't see the same opportunities in Miami. Forget about it. I mean, if we brought those people home, forget about it.
Yes,
I mean,
we need to end the brain drain. We need to end our segment. I want to do that. You recently wrote a book. Plug your book for 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I wrote a book called Miami Transformed, and it really isn't Miami-centric. It really is about politics in America today and why it needs to change. When I talked earlier about investing versus spending, the whole partisan bickering, I laugh when people in Washington and people in state capitals talk about job creation and how many jobs they've created. Those jobs are being created by mayors all throughout America because they understand the fundamentals that are necessary to create that climate of opportunity. And that's what the book is about.
Manny Diaz, Miami strong mayor. You got to come back. There's lots more beneath all that. We've got to go. I know Manny's got a meeting. He's got to go. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll be right back after this. We're going to teach everybody how to rock the room with their speech in business and in pleasure. Back after this. Dave, take us out.
Going back to my
You had Miami Manny Diaz on. We'll bring Manny back after the new year. He's only getting started, scratching the surface of what Miami's going to look like in the future.